Passion, drive, and patience. The formula of winning championships is also what keeps your ride or die alive. eBay Motors has everything for you to maintain your vehicle and level it up to peak performance. Superchargers, roof racks, exhaust kits, LED lights, and more. Whether you're into speed, power, or style, eBay Motors has it covered. With over 122 million parts for your number one ride or die, you'll always find exactly what you're looking for. And with eBay Guaranteed Fit, your part is guaranteed to fit your ride every time or your money back. Because with eBay Motors, you're burning rubber, not cash. With all the parts you need at the prices that you want, it's easy to make your car the MVP it needs to be and bring home huge wins. Keep your ride or die alive at ebaymotors.com. Again, ebaymotors.com. Eligible items only. Exclusions apply. Support for the Bubba Army Podcast is brought to you by our friends at Manscaped, the leaders in male grooming. Their fourth-generation performance package absolutely changed the grooming game, along with their refined body wash to round out your hygiene routine. Join the nearly 4 million men worldwide who trust Manscaped for their shower time routine by going to manscaped.com for 20% off and free shipping with the code Bubba. Have you smelled Manscaped's refined body wash, fellas? The ladies love their signature scent. You and your boys will be so fresh and so clean when you start off your self-care routine with the Ultimate Body Wash. Keep the grooming game going with the Performance Package 4.0, and inside this package, you'll find the Lawnmower 4.0 trimmer, Weed Whacker and Nose Trimmer, Crop Preserver and Ball Deodorant, Crop Reviver Toner, Performance Boxer Briefs, and a travel bag to hold all the goodies. The Performance Package 4.0 also includes the Weed Whacker to chop your worst weeds up the top of your nose and ears. Nothing's worse than that nose hair. Again, get 20% off and free shipping with code Bubba at manscaped.com. That's 20% off and free shipping with the code Bubba at manscaped.com. Keep your balls trimmed, fresh, and clean with Manscaped.
You know what? I love Etsy.
For real?
Yeah.
Is there good shit on Etsy?
Yeah, I'm like, right now, I was just right before the show started, I was looking at Mother's Day gifts from Mom. She's just got some cool shit, like unique stuff.
Isn't it a lot of handmade?
Yeah, handmade, small business shit.
Like,
it's
a lot
awesome.
Listen, a lot of it is like just like college girls or even younger that are good with arts and crafts that make like, you know, handmade, you know, Yeti Mall. Yeah, I know this one girl. She's.
I think that's kind of what it started out as. Definitely started out, but now it's more like arts and crafts. I mean, like way more. It's like older people are doing
like
it now.
Like more sophisticated stuff.
Yeah.
Yeah. Like, well, but hold
engraved
on.
But
my friend Brian Bernhardt, I think his daughter might be 16.
Okay.
And she blitz takes these like Yeti thermal mugs,
mm-hmm.
and then will and like uses these crystals. And we'll completely customize one for, like, she made one for, you know, her dad's race team. And, you know, like, and I think she sells them through Etsy.
Yeah.
And I think that's one of what Etsy does, right?
Yeah.
I mean, that's pretty much what they do. It's like an eBay for arts and crafts.
It's really cool.
Now, what's, like, can you find anything on it? By the way, it's the Bubba the Love Sponge show. It's the after show. We got a lot of stuff going on.
It's really good for gifts for women, I think. Like, if you're looking for something special for, like, a bride or your mom or any bitch that you know, Etsy's a good place to go.
I'll tell you one thing. Reagan's pizza cutter that she got me for...
How cool is that?
It was super... cool and super thoughtful, like
yes.
super unique.
Yes,
right.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, and Bubba, there was almost a it got stolen caper.
What do you mean?
Because they said they had delivered it and there was no package, so we thought someone lifted it, and so we were freaking out. And then all of a sudden, the next day, I got a package from DHL, and I texted her. I'm like, "Would this be Bubba's thing?" And she's like, "Yes, that's it. I'm so glad it arrived."
Aw, God bless her little Reagan heart.
Yeah, she's
now,
really excited.
Would it be a violation? Because I'm on Etsy right now, and it says, you know, personalized Mother's Day charcuterie boards. Would it be okay if I published that? Is that going to be a copyright violation?
It's fine.
Okay. I always ask, buddy, because I want to get, you know, copyright Willie.
Mm-hmm.
Morning Country Girl. Hello. By the way, I'm on Facebook right now.
I'm on the tubes.
Yeah, I'm on the tubes.
You guys run the tubes?
Tubes.
Love the
tubes.
Tubes.
By the way, man, I don't know how many people are aware. I'm going to let the audience build up, but we're so close to some huge plateaus that I really need the Bubba Army to, you know, there are some people that listen to the show or watch the show that don't subscribe or follow.
Brian Payne,
what
500
the hell?
Stars.
Both of which cost nothing. So please subscribe and follow us on Facebook and YouTube. It's super important. I'm only 209 people away from 45,000 subscribers on YouTube, and I'm like about 500 away from 118,000 on Facebook. Now, those numbers in our world, in the world that we are currently playing in, mean something. They really do. When we're trying, hello, Ashley, Trickney. They really do. Every view, everything. You know, you don't have to be a big, you know, a cash contributor. You don't have to go get me on my Cash App, on my PayPal, on my Venmo. You don't got to do any of that. But you at least have to follow, like, subscribe, the shit that's for free. You really do. Especially on Facebook and YouTube.
Hall of Famer Iggy McGillicuddy, $20.62. Super chat.
On the Super Chat. Dick. He said who? Blitz is,
Blitz still a dick.
You know, Blitz is a dick, but he's really not.
He's my dick.
He plays a dick.
But he's a great guy.
He's a super great guy.
Yeah.
And actually, Anna, you would have loved it, but at my birthday party on Friday,
yeah,
there was a moment where Blitz and I were alone in his in his office, in his area.
Yeah.
And I just gave him, Blitz, you can confirm, I just gave him the biggest hug, and yeah, I said, I love you so much.
Mm-hmm.
I said, you are just so my guy.
Yeah.
Kevin gave me 20 on my Venmo. Neil gave me 25 on my Venmo.
Neil who?
He says, I don't.
James Pino, 500 stars.
He says, don't worry about it, Blitz. Austin H. gave me my Venmo. Mark threw me a $5 bill on my Venmo. I'm on Venmo, and I'm on the Cash
Hell
App,
yeah,
and
are.
I'm on the motherfucking Zelle. Zelle's not approved yet, but I've...
What email are we going to use for that? Because I would assume we're not going to give a phone number out.
Yeah. That's one thing I got to work on, talk to you about.
Okay.
So, man, follow me on YouTube and follow me on Facebook. And we're doing a lot of ancillary stuff. I'm doing my chicken sandwich review that gets...
The Wednesday's one comes up today or this week, right?
I think maybe Thursdays.
At like 3 or 5 or something?
The Bubba Blitz car review, which is going to be more of a Blitz car review. And I'm just going to be there like, you know, if we go to Brandon Ford,
yeah,
or we do my sister's car or whatever.
Mm-hmm.
Hall of Famer Iggy McGillicuddy, $20.62, Super Chat. Blitz knows I love him like a brother.
Beep, beep.
Blitz, when it comes in, will you get with Jay and do a review on his new Yippee-O?
On Jay's new Yippee-O?
Yeah.
Oh, it's already in.
Ed,
he has it.
Add 20 on my Venmo.
500 stars.
All right, so could you get with Jay when he gets back from hanging 10 and say, Jay,
yeah,
one of these days, one of these Sundays or something, can... You, Blitz,
yeah,
come over and do a car review.
Oh, yeah, we've been talking about it for a few weeks.
All right, perfect.
Yeah, it's locked in.
And I know that you're taking a shit that there's ones, but that would probably be the rarest car we've reviewed so far, right?
On which one? The new one?
No, when you review Jay's new car that just got here.
No. The one he has that he's had for a little while is rare.
Which one? The 918?
Yeah, it's way more rare.
Well, can you go to the J.D. Acco car review well and maybe review multiple?
Absolutely. Yeah, I've talked to Jay about it.
Here's the cars I know that we can get done. We got Dan's done. Tara offered her Tesla.
Nice.
Yeah. I mean, I also want to do his Escalade.
Oh, Dan's Escalade?
Well, yeah, why not?
Oh, his new one.
Yeah. Yeah.
Right.
Well, the one he's got now and the one he's going to get, too.
Now, hold on, Blitz. How about when the SPX 9516G comes in?
Well, yeah.
I mean, again, in the car review world, these are kind of, listen, I'm sure you can go to the car review world and find a million Mustang GTs, right? Or, you know, I'm just saying, like, you're going to find a lot of, you know, whatever.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
You're not going to find probably, it'd be kind of rare if you did Jay's new one, Jay's other new one, and then Dan's brand new one.
Yep, and maybe a few other J's.
Yeah, that would be kind of,
mm-hmm,
you know, in the car review world, pretty fucking cool.
Yes.
Mitch Mark Anthony Lucarelli, 500 stars.
Thank you, Mitch the Mark. Love you, and thank you for your what you got me on Friday. I love it.
That's a different Mitch than Mark.
Oh, it is?
Yeah, it's Mitch Mark Anthony Lucarelli from South Carolina.
So, Anna, Mother's Day is next weekend.
It is.
Oh, you're going to be in Denver.
Mm-hmm.
I will.
Mm-hmm.
Blitz, are you guys doing Mother's Day weekend this weekend? That's why?
No.
No, oh. I was just on Etsy, and I was looking at Mother's Day gifts for my mom.
So am I. Mother's Day. You are so love, a charcuterie board. Ah, she wouldn't like that. I'm going through shit for potential Janie cakes here.
What is your mom into? Because you can look, if she likes, you know, baking or something, you could look up kitchenware or spa accessories.
I'm a baker.
You think you're a baker.
What?
How about that German chocolate cake?
Yeah, it was good. I saw it's gone, but mine's still there. Didn't you like it?
Anna, I'm going to start digging into yours next, but that German chocolate cake or your cake. Now I'm going to start working on yours. Yours has been in the fridge. It's good.
Yeah.
If we could get your mom's icing on Anna's cake, that would have been the best ever.
Oh, my God. But the icing is the big whodunit on my mom's deal.
I know.
What do I get my mom?
Well, what does she like?
Oh, she likes anything. She didn't give a fuck.
No.
Get her like a Tucker Carlson shirt.
Yeah.
Yeah, on Etsy. DeSantos. That's beautiful.
My mom would want a DeSantos 2024 shirt with a I Miss Donald Trump shirt
make it political. What about like...
No, hold on. I'm not trying to make it political, but she likes to make it political. She lives for Fox.
Okay.
Fox and Facebook.
Does she... What about like jewelry?
Yeah, she's not big. She's big on jewelry, but I don't know.
But it's expensive jewelry is what she's into.
Oh, okay. Because you can get her a nice little necklace.
No.
Is her name on it?
Hold on.
What?
Tara and I are going halves on this really expensive Louis Vuitton bag.
You know half means like 50-50, right?
No, I know.
Okay.
It's going to cost me...
What, like $1,000 for a fucking bag?
Probably more than that.
No, probably more.
Get her a freaking mug! Best mom ever. Boom.
All right. So we're at dinner on Saturday for
20
me,
bucks.
My birthday.
Yeah.
And my mom has her Louis Vuitton that my fucking sister bought her.
And it's real?
Oh, of course. Please.
Well, I don't know.
Yeah.
Some people have knockoffs.
No.
That's her.
No, it came from Tara.
It's not from Tara.
Okay. Sorry.
So my mom's got this Louis Vuitton. It's probably 2 G's.
Jesus Christ.
And she's like, Mom, what do you want for Mother's Day? And I go, yeah, Mom, what do you want for Mother's Day? And my mom goes, I don't know, Fweet. Whatever you guys want. I just want to be with you guys. You know, the great answer.
Mm-hmm. Right. I'm thinking, yeah. That's not what she really means.
I'll be like, whatever.
Mm-hmm.
We'll all get together at Tara's house.
Belinda Fennel, 1,000 stars.
By the way, Blitz, I'm looking at apartments for moving out. Just letting you know.
Okay.
That or, listen,
what?
Tara said in 2 years, she's going to have her house built, and she's going to give me that house.
Oh, wow.
Give it.
Give?
Give it to me.
Oh, my goodness.
Give it to me. All I got to do is pay the property taxes, and the property taxes are like, I think like $400 or $500 a month if you were to like, I don't even know what, you could probably do a fucking check on what our property taxes are.
Mm-hmm.
So anyway, I'm getting that place. So I'm going to try, but I need to get out of there. You know, some
time
privacy.
To leave the nest.
Yeah, there's a family shitstorm going on. You guys won't even fucking believe. Blitz knows a little bit about it. It's just ridiculous. So anyway, Tara goes to my mom. Mom, how about that Louis Vuitton bag, that super big one that goes over your shoulder, which is about $4,000. And I go, oh. You know, if she's
what?
Going on, I'm like, I just blurted it out. How about I go in halves with you?
Because
I was
God.
Trying to be Johnny Big Spender. I turned to the merch crick. I might have to get a loan. No, we actually had a good enough. We had a record-breaking Friday night that if I scratch off a couple thousand for my mother and Mother's Day, I'm going to do it. I think, Blitz, I just got a $50 Venmo.
Just you
see, look at that, for Janie Cakes. So I think we're going in halves on a... Don Hendel the third, Lummy.
Henstar,
$50 bill. So I think we're gonna go in halves on this Louis Vuitton deal. Now here's Tara.
Yeah.
She won't make me go in halves. I'll give her like $500.
Uh-huh.
That's all I can give you.
Right.
Or a Longhorn gift card.
And she'll then put me on, you know, like she'll do a job for me. And she'll be like, yeah, Bubba gave half. And Mom will be like, for real? I'll be like, yeah, I gave half, Mama.
God bless her.
Tara's the best.
I love her.
Yeah.
We should go to Del Frisco's once. That was it. Was a really, really kind of fancy, but not really over the top priced where I had my birthday party.
I know, but were there a lot of vegetarian options?
They had like green beans or something.
Yeah.
Yeah, they got sweet potato fries to die for.
I like green beans. That works.
I mean, peep them in. Didn't we peep them in?
Yeah,
we did.
Salad.
We did.
Had a salad.
Maybe we can go somewhere different, you know?
Oh, look, they got brunch.
But Anna, can you see that you're really bringing our food possibilities down to
zero?
There's an Ybor vegan deli I'd like to try.
Yeah, you know Bubba liked that fish and chips he got there in the
Yeah, you
want to
get chicken and bacon?
Lummi, you're just as much as a motherfucking meat eater as I am.
Fuck yeah, I am.
And Blitz, deep down, you kind of are too.
Oh, deep down?
Hello.
I definitely am. Oops. There's no deep down.
Yeah, I mean, yeah. So everywhere you go, you have to make sure they have like an asparagus fucking truffle.
Oh, you're telling me it's hard.
Do you like Asian food, Bubs? Do you like Thai food?
Like
noodles and shit.
Like Chinese panda?
Yeah, sure. Yeah.
Like China Walk?
China Walk.
Yeah,
that's a good
do you like pad thai?
I'll tell you one thing. When I was DoorDash and I went to this fucking dive joint over by Lummi's house.
China One.
I thought I was going to get shot in the fucking parking lot.
Probably
but
were.
It looks like they had, you know, pretty cool.
Those are the best places to go to, man.
The hole in the wall shit boxes are the place that make the
they
best.
They sure are.
Miss the mark, 500 stars.
Anna, you'd look cute in something like that.
Thank you. What does the front look like?
Jay, fellow Hoosier, 25 on my Venmo.
Just a random shirt.
I don't know. But I would think that, first of all, bitch, you got a great back.
Thank you.
And this fucking tank top would be for a girl that's got a big fucking badass back.
You're right.
Let me look at the front. I don't really pay attention to your front, but your back is to die for, bitch.
Thank you.
Let me see.
If you like it from the front, just wait till you see it from the back.
Hold on. I'm just trying to see here. Monogrammed, Bella Flow.
Yes, queen.
Can we put a Bubba Army logo? That'd be too much.
No.
You're not like some of my family who doesn't like to wear Bubba.
No, I Bubba Army all the time.
22-15.
Loud and proud.
I like that girl's haircut.
You like
not,
bob?
Not a lot of girls can pull off the bob, but boy, I like
the
it.
The asymmetrical bob.
Hello. Like that girl that girl that I follow on Instagram from Brazil.
I know.
She's
exceptional.
She
Most
is
people can't do that.
Fucking believable. Jay Lancaster, I love you, buddy. Thank you for the Venmo. Our Venmo is at the Bubba Army.
Megan, 300 stars.
Tampa Terry, I'm not in the mood for your heavy breathing bullshit. So make it something good. I don't know. I got an itchy trigger finger, and you could get sniped at a moment's notice.
I had the best idea for your mom's Mother's Day gift, brother, but Lux fucking stole it. It was, you know, she loves her Facebook and her Fox News, brother. Whenever you have her on or calling in or anything, that's what she talks about. So give her something Tucker Carlson related, or maybe a Sean Hannity book, a Bill O'Reilly book, something like that, brother, because you know she's going to use the hell out of it, Jack.
You know what I could do, Blitz? What I really could do, and although he doesn't really, like, we don't have heat, but he would do this for me if I asked Tucker to send me a personally autographed book to my mom.
Well, that'd be nice.
Like, that might be kind of good.
He's making church now,
too. Are you looking at bikinis for your mom?
Does your mom read?
No, she doesn't. Or maybe an autograph from him? I mean,
you think your mom would look good in that?
No, but I think Anna would.
Thank you.
I think Reagan would. I think
Florida Stanley, $100. Super chat. Snipe to call up.
I think the Merch Crick would. I think Anna would. I think Reagan would.
Thank you.
I think that, you know. And isn't that kind of cheap for a bikini? $22.50-$90?
Yeah, it's pretty inexpensive.
Now, do you get what you pay for, though? Is some of this shit shitty?
Oh, yeah. A lot of times you got to be careful on Etsy. You might not get what you think you're going to get.
Oh.
It's almost like Wish.
What's Wish?
Like the Chinese cheap site. Wish?
Or Alibaba.
Oh, yeah.
Is Alibaba that kind of too, Blitz?
Yeah, but Wish is worse. Like, way worse.
Like, Alibaba, you can buy, like, a container full of fucking Slinkies for $8. You know
right.
what I'm saying? And then take them to the flea market and sell them.
Yeah. You're better off going to AliExchange if you're looking for that.
Now, let me, are these real? Are the Air Jordan 1 Retro High Universe? Like, those
How much are they?
$200.
Yeah. The highlight is handmade.
What do you mean?
That's what it says in the little highlights. So I'm probably guessing that they're not real.
If they were real, they'd be way more than that, right?
They'd be like $2,000.
Yeah, if not more.
Or $5,000 or something like that.
Like Blitz said, those probably came from China.
China.
And they what they did is they just chined them up and then put the fucking sticker on them. Right?
Oh, mm-hmm. Yeah.
I'm trying.
Yeah,
to...
and then you had all the people just give it 5 stars.
But those are the, you know, like those are the kind of things you buy to wear.
Yeah. You like it.
Yeah.
You like the shoe.
Oh, you mean to be like, to kind of be like a poser.
The real one's like $10,000. You're not going to wear those.
Right. And I'm just looking at here, you know.
I love all this stuff. It's so fun.
Is that what you do? Just look at Etsy all day and like, you know.
Well, now
do,
that
do
I don't
you
have
order
Instagram.
Shit, now that you're making big money, do you just order shit from Etsy?
I've ordered a few things. I got some things.
Has your lifestyle changed now that you're making more money?
Absolutely.
Like
I'm going to Denver. That's a big one.
Yeah, I wouldn't but Blitz ain't paying for it all?
Nope.
I paid for the flights and stuff.
Blitz, you make all kinds of fucking
money. It was my idea, and I wanted to pay for it.
Really?
I think it's rude to be like, I want to go somewhere for my birthday. You're paying for it. That's rude. So I pay for it. I said, come with me, please.
Man, that motherfucker's got it all figured out.
Mm-hmm.
I need to take how to fucking run it. Run. Heavy handedness from Blitz.
Yeah.
What?
Rings, necklaces, bracelets,
you
bags,
got it all.
Body jewelry. Would you wear any body jewelry, Anna? You don't seem like a body jewelry kind of guy.
I don't wear jewelry at all, but I wouldn't be against it.
Yeah, you're not a nose ring girl, are you?
No, I think that's ugly.
I don't think you're a stainless steel, gold-filled, double-layer necklace girl.
I could do that.
I don't think you are.
Okay.
I think you could wear this.
What are you?
Like an elephant anklet. not necessarily an elephant one, but like kind of a granola one.
What do you mean
one.
By that?
And you look like one of these kind of anklet girls. Like
yeah, like kind of granola.
Yeah, surfer girl kind of.
Okay, that I can
kinda,
go with that.
That kind of ties kind of deal.
Yeah.
That's made out of like a synthetic rope and not gold, you know, knockoff, you know, 8-karat gold. Oh.
Hmm.
I can't show some of that. There we go. Anna, you're the one that got me on the Etsy deal, so let me get off the Etsy deal.
Okay, sorry.
There we go. Lummy, I just got another $20 from Pine Hill Service Enterprises, Caribou Lou.
Caribou Lou.
Now, is that a different Caribou Lou?
Nope.
Or is that Iggy?
Oh,
we don't even know.
It's a mind blow.
Anna, if you'd like to come up here, I'd like to give you something. Because I'm playing this completely different now, okay? Come here. Immediately, faster, quicker. Here's your little picture.
Oh, that's so nice.
Now, if you could please ask your boyfriend, could you give Bubba's pictures back to him one of these days? There you go.
Thank you.
I could have been a dick and say I get your picture when I get mine, but nope, I'm going to take the high road on this one.
Way to go, Bubba.
I told you, Sponge, as soon as I find them, they're in storage.
All right, well, when you find them.
They're absolutely, like, the second I find them, I'm bringing them in.
All right, cool. I want Jay off to them.
Venmo is so the Bubba Army.
That's why I need to look for him.
Oh, I love this picture of us.
She didn't hear that.
Heard something about Jaying off, and I chose
to
ignore
it. I'm
gonna
Jay off the pictures.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, me and Blitz?
No, me.
No, no, Bubba.
Oh, sorry.
The pictures that I have.
Oh.
Now, what about the penis pumps, guys?
What about them?
Should I order them?
Dan
because
really
now, hold on, guys. If I order them, you can't hang me out to dry and like say, okay, we are gonna order them and then we're gonna use them.
Oh, I'll use them. I don't give.
But we can't be like one day all of a sudden be like, okay, I'd be like, okay, I use mine. You're like, well, we didn't use yours. You fucking look at you. Like we have to, like, you can't hang a guy out.
No.
Like, you know, I'm not going to order them. First of all, they're expensive.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm not going to, but I will order 4 of them as long as you guys promise to use them.
Yeah, I don't care.
Now you don't have to use them a lot, but you got to use it one time enough for us to give it a product review.
Of course.
What other shows are product reviewing penis pumps and have the swagger to be able to say, guess what?
I put my dick in a tube.
I used a penis pump yesterday, and it went a little something like yes. Now, we don't have to videotape the content or anything, but we can talk about it.
Absolutely.
And they're a growth vacuum massage pump.
Now, do they make, will they make, my penis is actually, you know, pretty normal, but is it like... I remember this. Dr. Mark told me that when, like, he did surgery on older men so that you didn't get penis atrophy. I think that's right.
Penis atrophy?
Don't you get muscle atrophy where, like, if you don't, like, if your arm, like, if your arm's in a cast for 2 months because you broke your arm, when you when they uncast it, it's a little bit fucking weaker because you lost muscle. Just normal activity kind of keeps you a little bit tight.
Of course.
Well, when you have, like, dick surgery or something like that, I think sometimes they use these pumps. Brian, another 25. Brian from Philly, Lummy, on my Venmo. My Venmo is great. So, but I think it's kind of a rehabilitative deal. I don't think it's not. I mean, I think you can use it to get your nut.
I don't think that's not what it's for.
No, I think it's to stretch Armstrong it.
But I mean, even like,
I think it's to condition your penis to be bigger.
Right. Yeah, at no point is it directly a sexual thing.
I think it's to maybe get
like
better.
It's not like a fleshlight.
Blood flow.
Yeah. It like might help you have sex, but it's not a masturbatory thing.
Okay. But it is kind of a rehabilitative, maybe help your blood flow deal, right?
I believe so.
Hello?
Hey, Bubs.
Scout and Big Gulp.
What's up, Scout and Big Gulp? Which one is this?
It's Scout.
Sounds like Scout to me.
You are correct, sir. I'm in the middle of dropping and picking up my loads. But
where are you in particular?
Minneapolis, St. Paul.
Is it still cold up there?
Yeah, it's probably only like 28 degrees right now or something.
I heard it was flurrying
a little while ago.
I heard the Midwest and you guys know because you go. Oh. You know, had a pretty brutal winter. This was a pretty brutal winter.
They say that every winter.
It was bad.
It was 28 there this morning.
Ew. Yeah. That's nasty.
What you got for me, girl?
I put the code on the dog. Hey, so I know you guys are going through the archives looking for stuff, and Lummy may already be on it, but I can't look it up because
Lummy ain't on shit.
The 2010 shows are missing.
Yeah,
the Hogan one-off show you did.
The what?
The nighttime Sirius Hogan one-off show you did when he was trying to pimp and get his own show on Sirius.
Yeah, where is that?
It should be like April of 2010, but I can't look it up on Bar because those shows are missing off the archives.
Yeah, they've never been there.
Nope. Is it just that
they don't have them no more?
They never got posted. They never got posted up there.
Now, where can we, do we have them?
Yeah, remember Colton was starting to go through them, but they're like each day is multiple CDs. So you got to rip multiple CDs and add them all together. All
right.
And
how many years, what's missing?
It was like 2.5 years. Colton was able to get through like 6 months or so.
Yeah, Colton got through a little bit of 2008, 2009, 2010. Cox is not there. And then 2010.
Phipps Polo, 25 on my Venmo. So Lummy, what are we missing completely?
2010.
And Trickney Ashley, another 50 for JD Cake's Mother Day. Oh, my
2010
God.
2010 after or PM shows.
And the AM show and 2009 AM show is not on Bar.
Yep.
Lummy, can we sit down one day and you write all this stuff down for me?
Yeah.
Just even something to hunt to. I can remember it being really decent and really crazy. But, I mean, we're talking a lot of years ago, but that one-off show that you did with Hogan was pretty decent. There might be some gems in there.
I bet you there are.
Because it was a nighttime deal.
And if you guys and as you're listening to Barb and you find gems, let us know. Let us know when you find gems, please, because
Absolutely.
We can make them YouTube videos. And we only have a staff of 5 people. We can only do – and that's including having to produce the show. So, you know.
Yeah, it's including you.
And as you guys are hunting for content as far as things to tape, people love watching people open stuff. And nobody loves to open stuff more than on a Hummel.
That is very true.
I mean, so if you guys do it like as just a tape segment, as long as it's 3-4 minutes, I mean, I don't think people would even care if she's opening toilet paper that people send.
Yeah. For some reason, we got away from doing that.
And you do it just as a one-off. Don't even make it part of the after show. Just a one-off. Set her up with the camera. Let her do it. And post it. I think it'd be a hit.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I think so. I think you're right, my little scout.
And
Big Gulper.
She's got all these beautiful women that she can tap, and nobody loves Tara more than me. I mean, I love me some Tara Clem, but the bitch is busy. So, like, tap some of these other really cool broads that are around the show. Regina Hunter, We need a flapping gaps every week on the reg.
Yeah, you don't understand how many people get mad that, and they can't do flapping gaps every week. Because, but they, I mean, they get
right, and I get
they
nervous.
Love it.
I
they know. Fucking love it.
But you know, I mean, there's plenty of other women there to tap into that I think would be willing to be a part.
I'd be willing to let the Merch Crick do it if she would want to do it.
Really?
Yeah.
Okay.
I mean, you know, don't fucking blow her spot up too much.
I won't.
You know, keep her down a little bit.
I will.
You know, start fucking. Next thing you know, she gets big headed, gets her own T-shirt, Queen Bee. Well, hey, fuck. Seen that fucking movie, all right? Whew.
Look, I think she's the real deal, man. I love me the Crick.
Well, thank you.
She is straight money.
I love me some Scout and Big Gulp. Lummy, what are the years that we're missing? I wrote them right now.
Uncensored 2010.
Hold on. Uncensored. All right. All of 2010. All right.
AM 2010.
So Cox.
Yes.
2010. Okay.
Cox 2009.
Cox 2009.
And then okay. Partial Cox 2008.
And then Cox half, let's call it half 2008.
Yeah.
That's it?
Yes.
And on the Uncensored, was that the Sirius show?
Yes.
All right.
Yeah, and like I said, it was a one-off nighttime thing you did with him. That's when he was really begging for a chicken sandwich and for you to get him a job with Sirius. So you said you'd do a one-off show with him, and you did.
Yeah, I'm going to find that shit. I'm going to find all that shit, and we're going to put it up, and we're going to fucking retire. I'm going to be like Bubba McAfee, get a big-time deal.
Well, I don't want you to retire. I got at least to do 2 more years out here.
Yeah, I want to try to do...
Because I'll go nuts if I got to drive every day without you,
buddy. I really am going to try to make it 10 more years. For real.
All right, that's fair.
I'm going to try to make it 10 more years. I'd like to go till I was, you know, 67, which would be 11 years.
Mm-hmm.
Then, Blitz, I'd be fully Social Security'd up.
Mm-hmm.
I think you get full-blown. I think you can get Social Security at 62, 65, and 67. So if I can keep fucking making money till 67, you know?
Yeah, then you get more
and
start
paying. Honestly, the team you have in there now... Could easily, because Anna can host. She's the first person that you've had in there with you, other than Burke, that can honestly host and hold her own show.
Agreed.
So, I mean, there's a team that could, like, take over. It's not even like the show would have to go away. It would just be different, but there would always be remnants of you. We all take up your lingo. We can't help ourselves just being around you.
Well, here's the deal. Here's what I kind of have a plan is I'm going to hand the show off and do a limit. Like, the show will have to be here, like... 4 days a week, and I'll be here 3 days a week, or maybe the show have to be here 5 days a week. These people are much younger than me, so and you guys, I mean, well, no, but like for real, like
the
Blitz, you're not old,
no,
you're
I
not
old, you.
Too old to still work 5 days a week.
No,
like you know, and then,
I am apparently.
What do you mean, you're bitch?
Blitz always calls me old.
No, listen, you're my
well, just because your eggs are
Anna,
old don't mean you're old.
Anna, bitch. Bitch.
Yes, that's
you're,
me.
You're my, you're, like, I'm really relying on you to fucking, when I'm not here, to host it.
I will do that.
So, okay?
With honor. Thank you, sir.
So, like, let's say 5 years the way we're doing, what am I now, 56?
46.
So, you know what, maybe at 60, 61, I'll start taking, like, you know, Fridays, Mondays off,
mm-hmm.
some bullshit like that. They come in every
right,
day.
Your mentals and your chickens. You got to keep them straight.
Right. I come in and, you know, I come in and do 3 days a week or whatever, and they do five. And then, you know, I do, then I go down to, you know, 2 days a week. And then I go to,
and
no,
you
then
gradually
I, and then
hand
and,
off that baton.
And I just hand it off. And your guys' pay increasingly goes up. And, my, you know, obviously. My pay, you know, whatever. We would, you guys would make a lot more money, and, you know, hopefully we could maintain these levels. And I think our levels are just going to continue to go up. The bigger our Facebook, the bigger our YouTube, the bigger our podcast, the bigger our ancillary digital world becomes, the less...
Yeah, the more one-offs you do. I mean, that car review, the chicken sandwich stuff, that's hysterical.
People love that. And Blitz and I have sat down, Blitz agrees, that's what we have to do, non-radio one-offs. And distributed them, you know, to our various means.
And I know you get excited and you love to play that stuff, but I think it keeps people from going and hunting it out, honestly.
I think I got to play a little bit of it. I got to play a lot. I got to play a little. I got to play a lot less of it.
Right.
Yeah.
That's just my opinion.
Yeah.
Not that I know much.
Is your girlfriend sleeping, or your wife, I should say?
Yeah, she's passed out.
Right.
She does that nighttime Willie gig.
Now, when does she wake up?
Around 3:30 in the afternoon, 4 o'clock.
Right. Now, are you ready for bed at that point, or is there a couple hours where you guys hang out?
Or do lappy lappy
smurf? No, because she's got a role to make the money, man. We're going to turn 8,000 miles this month, just in paid miles.
Is that
28,000.
Is that great?
That's a killer month. That's averaging like over 900 miles a day for the month.
Jesus.
You guys are just some straight gear jamming lesbian bitches, ain't you?
I'm tired is what it is. I'm tired.
Tired of driving that fucking truck, aren't you? That's got a fucking governor on it. It only goes so fast, and Big Brother's watching you at all time. You really can't even fucking hammer
down. I'm praying every day to keep my chickens and mental straight. Let me tell you, and you guys do it.
Are you flat-footed on that motherfucker? And it won't go more. It goes 65, right? Period.
No, well, it does 65 on the pedal, but if you set the cruise control, it'll do 70.
Oh, really?
But if you touch the accelerator pedal and try and override the adaptive cruise control, it dumps you back down to 65.
Mm.
So it's anytime anybody cuts you off, it zips you down, and then you got to wait for the person to move to get cranked and rolled back up. But yeah, I can do 70.
Nothing's worse when I'm going to my track and I got fucking three truckers and they must have adaptive cruise control because I got one in the right
and
one in the
stubborn.
Left and this motherfucking guy decides to stick it out in the left lane because he's going, you know, 70, but the other ones are going 65. But when, you know, it takes them like literally 2 miles to get by the guy. And then he just log jams all of us back there. And then I always flip him off and cut him off.
Yeah, truckers are the worst.
Well, see, this is what I do. When I get alongside some asshole that ain't got enough common sense to lift, because we all know what the situation is out here, but they don't have enough fucking common sense to lift so I can pass them in a timely manner, you just start creeping in their lane. You start creeping. And then you wiggle back out, and then you wiggle back in hard, and then they get all freaked out, and they hit the brakes, and you can pass them in a timely manner.
See, that's why I like that.
But do that.
Blitz is like she's drafting at Daytona. She's stuffing the rear quarter panel.
No, she's making you scared, so you have to slow down.
I know, but what I'm saying is that's what they do in Daytona, too, is they try to stuff. Did you ever hear Tony? It was brilliant one time. I don't know if you heard him or not, but he was talking about in Daytona when you're drafting. And you're going to slingshot a guy, and you're going up to... My favorite spring cleaning takeaway is the post-clean clarity you get when you're talking through Mint Mobile. I mean, I can't believe that I've been living some other life with all this scratchy mobile when I can get crystal clear and the best mobile through Mint Mobile. And I can do it all for $15 a month when you purchase a 3-month plan. I can afford this. How much have I been paying on my other plan? Probably getting gouged. But it's time to switch to Mint Mobile and get unlimited talk, text, and data for $15 a month. Say bye-bye to your overpriced wireless plan. I mean, I'm talking jaw-dropping monthly bills and unexpected overages. Say goodbye to all that nonsense. Mint Mobile is here to rescue you with a premium wireless plan starting at $15 a month. All plans come with high-speed data and unlimited talk and text delivered on the largest 5G network. Use your own phone with any Mint Mobile plan and bring your phone number along with all your existing contacts. Ditch overpriced wireless with Mint Mobile's limited time deal and get 3 months of premium wireless service for $15 a month. To get this new customer offer and your 3-month unlimited wireless plan for just $15 a month, go to mintmobile.com/Bubba. That's mintmobile.com/BUBBA. Cut your wireless bill to $15 a month at mintmobile.com/Bubba. $45 upfront payment required, equivalent to $15 a month. New customers on first 3-month plan only. Speed slower above 40 gigabytes on unlimited plans. Additional taxes, fees, and restrictions apply. See Mint Mobile for details. His right side is outside right. You when you get beside him, you start turning left, trying to jam the air on his quarter panel, which really bogs him down.
Mm-hmm.
I know she's just trying to scare him because obviously, you know, you can't. Is there a certain amount of drafting that happens in those things?
It used to be better before the adaptive cruise when you could get up on somebody. But the problem is you can't get up on anybody anymore. You have to take that second lane when you're way off of them. Otherwise, the adaptive cruise starts to cut you off. So then you get over, you know, 400 or 500 feet before you're even up on that next vehicle. So you don't get that anymore.
Adaptive cruise is like collision sensor shit?
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah,
so
they don't want you tailgating.
If I get mad at a trucker and I kind of cut him off and short space him, does that turn his shit? Does that lock his brakes up?
It kicks on the adaptive cruise and will hit the brakes depending on how close you are.
And then that makes him mad as hell. Doesn't it?
Yeah. It also has a thing on the front, a radar, so it knows exactly how fast that vehicle that cuts you off is going. So depending on what it's picking up, it'll really, like, lock you up a little bit. Yeah.
Right. Oh, who's that?
It's the person who loaded me. I'm on a call.
What are you?
I'll go get my paperwork in a hot second. All right, yeah, tell him I'll meet him at the window. Thank you, Carrie.
Hey. Oh, look at that.
Thanks, Carrie.
Sorry about that.
Thank you, Carrie. What are you hauling? What are you hauling today? Dildos?
I got all of probably 1,000 pounds, and it's giant rolls of, you know, imagine a paper towel roll, but like 4 feet long, and probably, I don't know, 40 pounds. Of just cardboard in a big giant roll that's like four feet long.
And where are you taking it to?
Texas.
Now, do you got a couple more pickups before you go to Texas?
Nope, that's it.
So
they got us on this crazy lane where we just run St. Paul to Texas, just back and forth, back and forth, back and forth.
What is that, 2 days?
No, 1 day. It takes us about 18, 19 hours to get from St. Paul back down to Texas.
You guys know where all the hot massage parlors are?
No, I give her all the hot massages. She ain't going in to see nobody. I ain't paying for that shit when I can do it myself.
That's true.
You've had my hands on you.
That's very true. We all have. We liked it.
The strength of a man with the touch of a woman. Lesbian massage parlor. The strength of a man but the touch of a woman. I love it.
That's right. That's gonna be my industry when I stop truck driving, I tell you.
What's that?
Hold on.
The lesbian massage.
Tell him the strength of a man with a touch of a woman.
The strength of a man, the touch of a woman. That's what Bubba the Love Sponge is built it at.
I love it.
Tell him that this, I'm your crush guy. Like, if you're ever to go straight, that you'd be blessed.
Too much on there today.
Matt, I'm on this radio show, and Bubba wants you to know that he is my hetero crush.
Yeah.
Matt's new. I don't think he knows what to make of this. Thanks, Matt. We'll see you on Thursday.
Well, he's like, man, he's gonna go back to the boys. And man, that short little lesbian bitch, man, she was talking all kinds of nonsense about a massage parlor.
Oh, she's on the radio or something.
Yeah. That short little lesbian bitch, she's on the radio or something, man.
Some Bubba Love Sponge.
Some kind of lesbian massage joint or something. I wish I could find it.
I'm the least of the craziness they got in here. There used to be a dyke that ran the dock up here.
That's your that's kind of a slur. That's kind of a slur, and that's
no, it's not.
Oh, okay, hold on. Blitz,
I'm going to tell you. Wait, hold on.
Blitz, I want to make sure that I denote. Hold on. Hold on. Be quiet for a second. Blitz, I want to make sure I denote that I'm talking to a lesbian, and she's giving us lesbian talk 101.
Yeah.
This comes from her perspective, not mine. Take it away. Take it away, Scout.
The motorcycle chapter of Dykes on Bikes petitioned the government to get that whole thing patented up and locked up, and it's not a slur because that's what we deem ourselves. We're dykes, and we ride motorcycles. Well, I ride motorcycles and a big truck, but so
you're a dyke.
And she was a forklift riding duck, dyke running the ship here, and she had this thing locked up tight. But they had a.
What do you mean she ran the show?
Yeah, like I would have been on here 3 hours ago. She was still up here. These people hold me up now.
Yeah,
the lesbian got a promotion.
But the lesbian, when a fellow lesbian would roll in, would she really give you the? She'd be like, "Hey, that's one of my sister girls. I'm taking care of that bitch." She gets loaded first.
My trailer was preloaded the night before. I'd get up here at 6-7 o'clock in the morning, drop and hook, and be gone.
Yeah, because now old girl had your back.
And I just now got loaded, so they got issues.
Yeah.
They need to get another lesbian large and in charge up in here.
Now, do you ever see any lesbian truckers that are just, you know, fucking smoke shows?
I tell you what, there's quite a few on TikTok.
That are lesbian truckers?
Yeah, there's some.
There's a lot on TikTok.
Yeah, there's a lot.
I mean, are they really lesbian truckers? Or are they just getting behind the wheel for a photo moment?
No. And some of them are out here solo.
Solo?
So they'll, like, show themselves at different truck stops. Yeah.
They better have a gun on them.
They're in their truck. There's a chick who's not a lesbian. We have a ladder that goes up to the top bunk, and it retracts. And this chick stretches it out to the cabinet and hangs upside down from it and does curls on it. People be up to all kinds of shit up in these vehicles.
Do you and Big Gulp rub yourself to that?
No. I save that for when I watch you on YouTube.
Are you out of there? Are you pulling out? You got her started.
I'm going to.
You got her started.
I'm going to pull out.
You got her started yet?
I got it started, and I'm sliding my wheels so I can get
now,
myself.
Now, what? Off. Now, what? What's like with regards to a semi? Is it more? Is it more? Is it better for it? And is it more economical to let it keep running than just turn it off for like, you know, 15? Because I've always heard like if you're going to be less than 15 or 20 minutes, you just leave it running.
It used to be, but now if it's not more than a certain temperature outside, it'll kill itself after 5 minutes. It won't idle unless it's a certain temperature outside. They have what they call adaptive idle. So, like, you put the truck in a certain mode, and then as the temperature outside goes up or down or the batteries get depleted, the truck will turn itself on or off so you have heat or air conditioning.
It sounds like everything's fucking...
Because they don't want you idling anymore.
It sounds like everything's fucking adaptive.
Mm-hmm.
Yes.
So they don't want you idling because they feel that you're burning up too much fuel?
Right. And if you go to, like, California, oh, Matt's coming back. Something's going on.
Uh-oh.
The trials and tribulations of being a trucker.
Trials.
Yeah, hold on. I don't know what this is about.
Oh, dear God.
Could this be a bad
everything
thing?
Everything all right?
I just tried calling you. I guess.
Oh, God.
How did the phone just drop? Like, 15...
Radcliffe, I can't hear. Oh, huh? You want to sell mine?
They're 20,000 pounds if you want to take them and say that.
If you want to throw them on today, right now, I'll re-hit the dock and you can throw them on. Or if you want to throw them on my next load on the flip, we can do that too. Whatever better for you. You're the customer.
It'd be great if you could get rid of them today.
Okay. I'll slide the wheels and hit a dock. Which one you want me in? Yeah.
Yeah, just hit up 96 again.
Okay.
And then I'll have them remake the bills.
Okay. And I already put the seal on. So
ins and outs of trucker talk right here.
Yeah.
Thanks, Matt.
Now, will you get paid a little more because you're putting more on?
No, I get paid by the mile, so it don't matter how much freight's in there. But honestly, I'll take the weight over the 420 pounds because if it's windy, and it's been really windy with all these storms blowing across, it only takes 45-mile-an-hour winds to blow you over when you're empty. So I'd rather have the weight.
Yeah, so, but doesn't the weight hurt your gas mileage?
So you don't pay for gas?
I don't pay that because I'm a company driver.
Yeah. Oh, okay. So you're like, fuck, I ain't worried about the fuel bill. I'm worried about my safety, and that extra weight will keep my shit more stable.
Yep. Like, we had to shut down the week before. They were having 70-mile-an-hour gusting winds, and we only had 300 pounds in the trailer.
And plus, you're kind of doing this guy a little bit of a favor, so the next time you go to load in with this guy, he's going to remember that little bitch was fucking cool as shit to me. She got my shit out of here, right?
That's it. I come here twice. Well, I see him twice a week. On Saturdays when I come here, he's not here.
I know, but I'm saying...
I always want to be as cool as I can be to them.
Yeah, I mean, because they can load you early or they can load you at 4 o'clock this afternoon, right? I mean...
Exactly. And the sooner I make the turn, then the sooner we can get to the truck stop and get our showers and maybe get a little nookie time in.
Yeah. Right,
that's the
go.
Thing I like most about this account is because we do have downtime. We're not killing ourselves, but we're getting really good miles. But we're getting...
You're getting some pussy.
A lot of extra sex time in, so I like it.
Yeah, a lot of fucking.
You're getting a lot of fucking. Mm-hmm.
So, sorry, Anna knows about that.
I do. I'm a fucker now.
Out of all the members of the program, I think Anna went from fifth and fucking to first. I mean...
I don't think I went to first. I
bet you and Blitz are one and two and two and one. You guys are still newlyweds, pretty much.
One and two. Why would we be having sex?
No, I'm just saying.
Yeah, unevenly. Like
amount-wise.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Yeah, I mean, I'm assuming if you're getting laid 10 times, he's getting laid 10 times.
Yeah.
I
mean,
I sure hope so.
He's not getting, you know, two co-head kickers, is he?
No, hopefully not.
So I'm just saying, your fuck number is his fuck number, right?
Right. That's what I'm hoping. That's why I was confused when he said one and two.
OnlyFans.
Yeah.
Should be tied.
Man, I wish our OnlyFans, have you gone to my OnlyFans?
No, because it's pointless right now because it's all locked up.
Fuck. We're trying to fix that.
So,
they emailed us today. They're
going to
escalate it.
Yeah, they're going to escalate their 2-month review.
Yeah.
Anyway, Scout, I love you, and you know that I'll be seeing you in January.
Yep, we'll see you guys in January. Love the show. Hopefully love everything
sooner.
That's doing. And congratulations, Blummel.
And thank you.
Thank you. Love you.
Thank you for the inside,
honey. Appreciate you.
Love you, Scout.
Love you.
God, I love her. Hello.
Hey, Bubba. How are you today?
Good. Doing good.
Hey,
we're live on Facebook and YouTube today.
Absolutely, sir. I'm listening to you on bar right now driving down the road.
Love that. And by the way, we're in the process. Blitz is very frustrated but working his ass off on bar. We're trying to get bar fixed so that we can accept credit cards past 2024. He's also resetting 3 to 4 passwords a day.
Mm-hmm.
So we're trying. Bar's on a Band-Aid, but we're trying to get a prosthetic for it.
Yeah, I hear you. Yeah, I was just calling because I'm on the flip side of that with all that adaptive crap. I went old school. I got a 95 W900L.
Yeah, you're fucking hauling that. I think it'll do 115, won't it, all day?
Oh, yeah. It's got a E-model cat in it. It's pushing about 650 horse to the ground.
But you're an independent Willie, aren't you?
No, I actually drive it for a guy. I had a 2015 prior, and he got tired of dealing with all the bullshit with all the...
He works for Swift.
...kept breaking down, and the electronic crap breaking, and, you know, it was just a plastic piece of crap, and he found this truck. A guy was getting ready to retire, and it was well-maintained, so...
Man, you should have seen the truck that Doug Brown used to drive when he drove for Lucas. My Lord, that thing was... That orange... Same truck?
Isn't a 100L?
Same truck?
It's a W900L. His was a little bit newer because I have the older style sleeper on mine. But yeah, it was pretty much the same truck.
Yeah, those are beautiful trucks. If I would either be a heavy equipment operator or maybe a trucker.
Does he not drive that truck anymore?
No, he works for he quit Lucas and works for a local trucking company where he lives, so he can be home. So he can be home at night. He's a day runner now.
Oh, nice,
John. Yeah. John Van on my Venmo. Thank you, John. But, hey, buddy, thank you, and be patient with Barr. We're trying to make it better and add new shit.
I'm a diehard Barr listener just because I drive. It's hard to do the Twitch thing and the Facebook crap and everything like that when you're driving down the road. So I've been a diehard Barr listener forever.
Well, we're trying to make we're trying to make it better. We know that it's very antiquated. We know that there's a lot of hiccups on the bullshit, but Blitz is on it.
Yeah, like yesterday when you guys finished up the regular show, and I know there's no because of the podcast show, but it played last Monday. It replayed last Monday's show.
Mm. No, that was just the first segment.
That was Lummy.
Yeah, that's always.
Oh, it was just the first. Okay.
That's Blitz. That's the excuse. Even if it's not Lummy, just say it is, and people.
Yeah,
can...
I don't think it was Lummy this time.
But no, I know.
I know.
If you just say it.
Yeah.
Then people be like, "Oh yeah, we know."
All right. Well, yeah, it wasn't, but yeah, it was definitely Lummy's fault.
They're not even mad.
All excuses, be like, "It was fucking Lummy." Yeah, they're like,
Lummy.
"Oh, I know."
Oh, he's special.
Was...
Yeah.
He's fucking special.
God bless him for trying.
He's got a participation check. That's what you get, Lummy's a participant. You don't get a paycheck. You get a participation check.
Thank you. Appreciate that. Thank you. Thank you,
all
sir.
Right, my man. Hey, we love you, buddy.
Hey, have a good day. I'll talk to you guys later.
You as well, buddy. Thank you.
Deuces.
I think at this point,
achieving a gorgeous grin from home isn't a total mystery with Bite Clear aligners. Just don't be surprised if all of your sleuthing friends start asking, "What's your secret?" Begin by ordering your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95. Bite Clear aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces. Plus, they offer flexible financing, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
The comfort of your favorite seat is now your comfy car selling command center, thanks to Carvana.
It doesn't get any better than this.
Your favorite seat's the best spot in the house. Make it even better by entering your license plate or VIN and getting a real offer in minutes.
There really is no place like home.
And speaking of home, Carvana will pick up your car from yours after you finalize your offer. Visit Carvana.com or download the app and sell your car from your comfy place.
Lummy, we should... Induct the remaining three. Lummy, this is the music I think that you found.
Yeah.
And I think
Jackson checked it out. Was
Jackson
all good
checked
to go.
Out, and then you've now put on my button bar one.
Yep.
It's 9 minutes long.
Yeah.
And so, Anna, I'm going to probably need you to probably come sit where I'm at.
Yes,
and
I will.
And if this runs out, just re-hit it.
I can do that for you.
You can grab the wireless?
Yeah.
Okay.
And Anna, it's on two as well. I pasted it on two, so as it starts getting down to the last few seconds, you can just hit two, like, boom, and just segue into it.
Okay.
If you'd like to.
Sure.
Thank you.
Thank you.
What we're doing is, here's the bottom line. We have a Hall of Fame here at the Bubba the Love Sponge Show, the Bubba Army Hall of Fame. And we induct, you know, anywhere between 10 and 13 people a year. Basically, induct whoever, however many we want.
Look at
There's
it right
no
there.
Rules.
So nice.
And we just, we it was quite the process on how to find the material and the people to print these busts, these Hall of Fame busts. And little did we know that our very own Grouper Lips was...
Hall of Famer Grouper Lips.
As of this very moment, you're right. Our very own Hall of Famer Grouper Lips was the answer to our problems. Now,
sent from God.
We threw in a Caitlin Hatley because she is Hall of Fame quality.
Yeah,
she took Brandon the Quad's virginity.
Yes, she fucked the shit right out of him.
She did two times, and it's all our OnlyFans.
Hell yeah.
God bless her.
And so I don't think there's anybody, even Blitz being the most negative human being in the world, would dispute that that certainly is like a healthcare hero.
Absolutely. Yeah. Oh,
100%. And even though she may not listen to 1 minute of the show, certainly Hall of Fame. Like, nobody else was going to do that job. Right. And not only that, but she's agreed to every year that Brandon comes to BARP, you know, kind of giving him some ass.
Yep, pro bono.
That's pretty cool.
That's awesome.
We also have unsavory character.
Yes, we do.
To put up there. And finally, Grouper Lips, who is the guy that made every one of these busts. And frankly, they look pretty cool.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
Look amazing.
We do look rinky-dink. I take that back. There's not really anything we've done lately that looks rinky-dink. All of the TV screens look unbelievable.
Yes. Yep.
Yeah, they do.
The Hall of Fame shelving and Felix the Cat's little thing that he made, that looks fucking cool. Anna, when you're not side-talking out of your... on your microphone, you're framed up nice.
Thank you.
Lummy, you look a little more well lit today, and Blitz, you as well.
Trying.
So, I feel really good about the direction of the show. Lummy, what day did you have we needed to induct the new Hall of Famer?
I had it for May 2nd, that Monday.
No. The new Hall of Famers.
Oh, I'm sorry. I thought you were stupid. Okay.
It's just Lummy, ladies and gentlemen.
Yeah, it's just Lummy.
He's trying his very best.
He is. I think I might have written it down myself.
Yeah, I know it.
Hold on. I think it is. Here we go. Everybody shut up. I got it. Tuesday, August 2nd.
Yes, but we said maybe. So maybe it was Wednesday the 3rd. I haven't written as both.
Whatever.
But, yep, that's great.
2nd or 3rd.
Okay.
We're on Facebook and YouTube both days.
Well, so here's the deal. I think we had a planned Wednesday after show. But then we said we should do it Tuesday when Dan's here.
Oh.
That's why I would the change.
Oh, okay. During the show.
Yes.
Yeah. Okay. There you go. Tuesday, the 2nd, while Dan can participate.
That's why we changed it.
There we go. Do you guys feel I've been fucking with Dan too much?
No.
Okay.
Perfect. I think Dan's just been having bad days.
Yeah.
On his own.
You know what? What Krista said, the universe is not aligned or some shit.
Right.
You know? It's not you.
Blitz, the wireless is on the headset deal, right? Like, as always.
Yes.
All right, so...
Okay, you need me to get up there?
Yeah. All right, so Anna's walking up to...
She touched me, though! She touched me!
Oh, she touched me. Oh, Blitz, what are you going to do about that?
Nothing.
Exactly.
She touched me. She touched me.
Okay.
She went like this. Just keep that right there. Keep it right there, kid.
I will.
I went like this when I went by her. I went like this, and she went beom beom beom.
I thought you were trying to high five me.
Going home. I don't know what my levels sound like. Do I sound okay?
You sound great, Bubba.
Thank you, Lummy. That was coming.
Bubba's walking up to the stage right
Lummy,
now.
Lummy, are you familiar with our new stage deconstruction?
Yes, that sounds like a fun plan.
It's a very fun plan.
We're taking apart what they added.
So,
recently.
Ladies and gentlemen, without further ado. The 2021 Hall of Fame will be officially completed as of today. This is the entire class of 2021. I will go through them. Grouper Lips will get his bust placed on the big red
slim
stage. Boom. Look at Grouper Lips. Pay homage to Grouper Lips.
Hi, Grouper Lips.
The man.
Caitlin Hatley, ladies and gentlemen.
Shake that ass, ho. Thank you so much.
Caitlin Hatley.
Bubba shook his ass.
Did he really?
Yeah.
Boom. Look at that. That's nice.
I can't wait to see.
And then here's Unsavory, who's currently ignoring me.
Toblets!
I can't hear.
Blummy!
Yes, sir.
You are supposed to inform me of the shit that Blitz is saying about me while I don't have headphones.
Blitz has not said anything as of right now. Blitz, do you want to say something?
All
right. Anna says you look really good.
You do. You look slim. You look really fucking good.
I know. This is unsavory character who's mad at me.
Because he wore an afro.
This looks nothing like him. This looks like Bob Ross. When Bob Ross was 38, this is what it is. But it's unsavory nonetheless. He is a Hall of Famer by all means. And I hope that he becomes unmad at me. And he is the very first person for this row. And I have to stick his little thingy on here. Hey, Lummy, can you come up here and hold my microphone?
Help him.
Lummy, don't. Be careful with going up the steps that fast. Lummy. I'm trying to unpeel. There we go. It's official. Lummy, stay up here with me. Lummy. It's official. The 2021 class of the Bubba Army Hall of Fame is as follows. First, always, of course, pay respects to
the Bubba Light.
Second is Iggy McGillicuddy, formerly known as Caribou Lou, but he pulled his head out of his ass. Indiana BRN, Scott Landers. Shivering Nesness, business, Jim. Cable Dog 66, Airtight Ski Pole. Heather Wiz. Scout, Big Gulp, just heard from Scout. Northern Heat and AC. Is Jamie mad at us or is he just weird?
I don't know. I do not know.
Grouper Lips, Caitlin Hatley, and then back to the unsavory. That, ladies and gentlemen, is the Hall of Fame class of 2021. And it looks like Tuesday, August 2nd, the Hall of Fame class of 2022 will be announced. Blitz, is that just the nominees or is that the lock-in?
I think we're gonna nominate him that show.
Let's do this. Let's nominate him and then give it a week to kind of marinate it. Anna, back down here. Do not touch me.
Ow.
Do not touch me. I'll go over here in this area. Blitz, I'm over here, see me? Right, boom, go and get it. Perfect. Thank you.
Can we do a show where you try on those clothes?
Can we do a show where people start following us and giving us some more likes and some shit, please?
I'd like to see that outfit on you. I think it would fit quite nice.
What, the outfit that...
LM clothes!
Yeah, it's really nice clothes.
I don't...
What if it's your new favorite outfit you wear every day?
Size 44, quite frankly, scares me.
Maybe they run big.
At my skinniest, I don't know that I wore a 44.
What are you wearing now?
Oh, I don't know.
Elastic.
She's right. That's
the shorts you buy don't have sizes?
3X. Heavy on the elastic.
Let's see.
A 3X equals to probably like a 48-50.
No.
Yeah, I don't know.
No.
44 to 48, maybe?
Yeah, I was going to say, yeah. Cause
all right, they might. Listen, I did take these shorts, Blitz, and I held them up, and you know how you got like muscle memory?
Yeah.
It felt like potentially they would fit.
Oh.
And you know.
It's waist size?
Yes.
It might be a little small.
Yeah, thank you. Just blurt out the numbers, hon. And by the way, bitch, you're back talking out of a donkey dick again. I need side dick, not back. I need side dick from you, not back dick. Please.
Now I'm getting all confused. It's saying waist size. It's saying 3X is 50 to 52.
It's not that big. It's not that big.
Okay, well, that's what it says, size charts and men's.
No, because I wore like 42 to maybe a 46, and that was 3X.
Yeah.
And Lummy's probably about the same.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Okay.
I don't know. I think I'm dancing with Anna more than I'm dancing with anybody else. Let me check my Venmo.
And
I am a stripper. I'm checking my Venmo now.
Where are the two? One former faculty.
John Van. Did I say John 2X. Van?
I don't know how much did he cheer or
$12.
Okay.
Hey, $12 bill.
Yeah.
Hold on. I just got another. Hold on. Is this a Venmo or is this a Cash App? Oh, I think this is. I don't know.
The bill collector.
It might be. hold on. Here's that Neil Mountplanier again.
Oh, he's a great guy.
Neil, how do you pronounce your name? Neil Mountplazier. Blitz, do you have a pen?
I do.
Can you write this down for me?
Oh, I've seen his name. I don't know how to pronounce it either.
Okay, motherfucker.
That's why I want you guys to do it.
Neil Mountplier.
And the thing is, a few of his messages have said, let me pronounce my name right.
Anna, can you please write these? Can you write this down for me, please?
Yes. Stand by.
Sure, go ahead.
All right. We know Neil. That's pretty cool.
Yeah.
And the last name is Mountplaisir.
Yeah, that's a...
That's what?
Yeah.
Don't try to fucking give me...
Yeah,
Mountplier.
Neil should call in and tell us how to pronounce it.
Yeah, Neil, call in and say... it's like maybe he's like some French-Canadian. Maybe he's like a real solid French-Canadian. It's like it's Mountplaisir.
Yeah, it's like Mark the Frog.
Hello. You know what? It could be Mark the Frog. Hello.
Bubba.
Yeah.
It's Neil.
So, there we go.
Neil, now, how do you say your name, buddy?
Well, the regular way that I say
it. He doesn't even know. Say it again.
Is what?
The regular way is Mountplaisir, but it's French, so you can say Mountplaisir.
That's what I said.
See, that's what we were saying. We were saying we felt it was maybe. Is it French Canadian or is it French American?
It'd be a French French. I'm ancestor from France.
Rob Phillips Blitz is on my Cash App from Elkhart. Love him. So how do you say it again, Matt?
Did he send you money?
Yeah, 25.
Oh, okay.
This was.
Neil, it's Mountplaisir.
Okay, so I can't fuck that up. Mountplaisir.
Yeah, and remember, I'm a big Packers fan, so we got a lot of things in common.
What do you think about the Packers this year? I'm a little bit worried about the Davante Adams deal, but I think
Hey, guess what? Don't worry about it. You remember when we always find wide receivers? Alan Lazard, Jordy Nelson. We'll find some. Don't worry about it.
Well, plus we got that one guy, Sammy Rodriguez. Sammy Watkins. So we got Sammy Elarion, and we got do you think the Packers at 21 pick a wide receiver, or do they not?
Yeah, that guy from Alabama might be there.
I don't think he's going to be there. Lummy, who's going to be there by 21?
I think it is going to be the guy from Alabama, or they'll get probably – there's two wide receivers coming out of Alabama.
All right. But, I mean, don't you think that Gukenkunst is going to get his ass? I mean, if they don't pick a wide receiver first, he will be fucking ran out of town, don't you think?
Oh, yeah. This is a wide receiver deep draft.
Yeah, and then you got to go. I think you got to go second. I mean, they have two first-rounders. They got, like, 21 and 28. And then I think they got to go. I think you got to go maybe D-line or – An edge rusher or an offensive lineman. What do you think, bud?
They need an edge rusher. They got to go get one. They got to get one in the draft and another linebacker because they always get hurt. So
yeah. Now in Wisconsin, are people liking the Gukenkunst now that him and Aaron are playing nice or what?
Hey, I'm actually in Illinois, so I'm pretty close to. I think now they're calmed down, though, because I do talk to people from Wisconsin.
Right.
So.
What part of Illinois?
I'm pretty close to about 40. I grew up in St. Louis. So, real quick, Pat Maroon, that's down, he went to the same high school I went to in St. Louis. So.
Now, did you grow up in the Illinois portion of St. Louis, or did you grow up in the Missouri portion?
No, I grew up in St. Louis. So, I do pest control. I've been doing it for about 27 years.
In St.
So
Louis?
I'm over here. Yeah, I'm actually working in Illinois, but I started in St. Louis. So.
Right. Well, listen, Mountplaisir, thank you. Thank you for Venmoing me, my friend. And thank you for we're making it more and more easy for people to, give us a little bit of dollars. And we certainly, that's what keeps us afloat. And thank you so much, Neil Mountplaisir.
Well, I get off, but I listen to you everywhere, man. You're the best.
Thank you, buddy. And listen, keep spraying those bugs, kid. And thank you for listening.
All right, but hey, I love your state. DeSantis is the best. 2028, man. That's when he's going to take it down to be president.
There you go.
I think you're right. I think you're right, man. I hope so.
This buffoon that we have, well, not running the country, but it's pathetic. That's all I can say. So.
Our country's on fucked up cruise control right now. He ain't doing shit.
Yeah, adaptive.
Is. Well, it's pathetic, but it's all right. 60 houses are going to flip in November. The red wave is coming. So.
Oh, I know. It is. The red wave's coming like honest period. I ain't lying to you.
Woo. Yeah.
A few days. True. Go get it.
All right, buddy. See ya.
Thanks, Neil.
2 days?
A few days.
Oh. Now, is that just straight head then for Blitzy?
Yes.
What's yow mean?
Yes, sir. Straight head.
You were right, though, on the Packers. I looked up a quick updated one.
Hold on, don't tell me I was right about the Packers, because I'm always right.
Well, I meant the draft. Like, what they're saying they're going to look, obviously, wide receiver, then, like, an edge rusher, followed by round two, probably another wide receiver, and then defensive lineman.
I should be a goddamn general manager.
You should.
Now, Blitz, let's end this program with who I really am. And where did I come from?
Who knows?
Who the fuck knows?
Well, we're trying to find out.
Yeah, we need to find out.
All right, Blitz, now I'm assuming that this little Ziploc bag deal is where I put my sample.
Well, after you put it in the vials.
Oh, okay. But I do need this, needless to say.
At the end, you don't need it right now.
But I'm going to pre-open it so it's just ready to go. I'll put that to the side.
Okay.
Okay. And then I take this swab right here, right?
Yes.
So I'm not going to open it up until I get it all laid out, okay, buddy?
Yep, there's to be two of them.
Yep, there's two swabs. Yes, two swabs. Now, Blitz explained to everybody, this was like, I saw it on our chart, it was like $300.
Mm-hmm. For a full, it's a full deal.
It's a full fucking deal.
Yeah, doing a...
All right, so now, Blitz, do I take out... Okay.
So what? Basically,
do I need to open any swabs? I need to open...
Yeah, so what you do is you do one at a time.
Right.
You swab one cheek 60 seconds.
Right.
And then you put it in that vial.
But the stick's longer than the vial.
Well, I know. You put the end of it in there, and like it tells you, I think it's like 30 seconds. You swab it around in there or something.
You didn't read the instructions?
Well, I don't remember that part. It's been like a month since I got it.
All right. Please register your kit.
I already did that.
All right.
We're done.
Remove the swab
from
its packaging and open up one collection vial.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Let's do that. Blitz, we'll do it as they say, okay? So remove one swab. This is going to determine who I really am.
You tear the paper in half. Top front, no, not like that. The other way.
Oh, so I think I already fucked this swab up.
You didn't.
It's like a cheese stick.
You mean like string cheese?
String cheese, yeah.
I can't.
He just bites string cheese.
It's not. It's glued on extra hard.
Oh no!
Fuck, Lummy, come here immediately.
Hurry up, Lummy.
There's no way you can get to this.
Lummy, we don't know who that is now. God,
can you use like
it.
A little scissors?
No, for real. Like it's for real. Like for real. Like it's super hard. Yeah. Oh, hold on here. I think I got it. Sorry.
There you go. They make it easy open.
I don't need you, Lummy. Fuck out of here.
You got it.
All right. I'm assuming I can throw this away.
Yes.
And stick it all the way down your throat.
Scott Swatter, 500 stars.
All right, remove a swab from its packaging and open up a collection vial. Okay, so I open up, Blitz, this is a collection vial.
Yes.
And I open it. Has it got, okay.
It's got liquid in it.
So I need to not just throw it.
Don't knock it over, Don't knock it over.
All right.
Be very careful.
Swab inside one cheek for 60 seconds. All right, I'm going
to
hit.
Do you want me to do it on my phone?
What do you mean? 60 seconds. I have a stopwatch up here. How do you think I do endorsements and shit, bitch?
Okay.
Anna. All right, 60 seconds.
I'm trying to help.
Blitz, it fell off.
You broke the swab?
Shit. Too industrial strength.
Now we'll never know
because you ate the swab.
I'm swirling around and he'll drop it in.
I'm just swirling around. I'm going to flip my tongue.
Jeez.
Look. The swab came off.
This is probably going to get the best DNA out of everything.
Yeah.
Right. It's going to say you came from a
dog.
Some kind of animal.
Fucking wolf.
Yeah, chewed it up.
This guy's a gorilla.
He's going to get
a gorilla. Yeah, no shit. From the savannas of Africa.
All right, so I'm just going to move around with my tongue. And then
can't take you anywhere.
At 60 seconds, I'll spit it in.
Oh, my God.
Yeah, that's whatever.
I mean, yeah.
That's your DNA.
Yeah, all right.
100% of that bitch.
Yeah, like, you got to scrape it hard, too.
You got to scrape it with your tongue.
Yeah, scrape it.
Do Loppy Loppy Smurf.
All right, here we go.
Don't choke.
All right. So that's that one. Now, what I'm assuming I put the top on it.
Yeah, you. I believe you put the... You're reading the instructions.
Press down, blah, blah, blah. Seal the vial, okay? Repeat steps 2 through 5 for my opposite thing.
Yeah.
Okay. I'm assuming you put this vial inside this deal, right?
Yes.
Okay. I might as well put the first one in there, right?
Uh-huh. Be careful with the second one.
All right, here's the second one. I know what I did wrong. I hit the bottom of my application. I hit this little thingy.
And it ejected it.
But I won't do it for this one.
Okay.
Now, Blitz, is this going to tell me who I am or where I came from?
Supposed to.
Your genealogy, your lineage, where you are, where you're from.
Okay, hold on. Be super careful. I'm going to reset my clock. Okay. I'm shaking it in my other side of my cheek.
Yep.
The left side of my body has different DNA than my right side.
Right.
I might be a monkey on my left and a motherfucking, you know.
Well, half your chromosomes are on one side and half are on the other.
Yeah.
Oh, really?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
On your body?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
For real?
Yep. That's why they need both sides.
Oh. All right. So I'm doing this. And I'm just scraping it. Like a task in me, too. All up in my shit.
But how long do the results take?
It takes like 4 or 5 weeks.
Oh.
Now, do you send it somewhere, Blitz? Or you just, you know.
Oh, Blitz analyzes it. Yeah, Blitz. Oh, my God,
he's got a chemistry set.
I got like one of those pool test kits.
I honestly wouldn't be fucking surprised.
He's got a pool test kit with a Bunsen burner.
Test your pH.
In a lab coat. Yeah. He's going to tell me where the fuck I came from.
Yeah, I don't know where you came from, but you got high pH.
7%.
You need to add some chlorine, it looks like.
Saharian. And
yeah.
There you go. All right, so it's been 60 seconds. All right. Now I stick this in here. And you release it. I just released it. Now I button it back up.
Mm-hmm.
Boom. And I'm going to make sure Blitz, I'm just going to check the other top to make sure it's, because I know this one is.
Yeah.
I just don't know if I half-assed the other one or not, but I'm going to make sure. But I think I did. All right. Yeah, super tight. I put them both in here. Boom, boom, boom. And now they're going to pin me for some murder that happened in fucking South Bend, Indiana in 86.
Mm-hmm.
Or some kids.
Yeah, I touched kids in fucking Elkhart, Indiana.
No, I meant more kids.
91. Oh, so sorry.
Like fathering. Okay.
So, Bliss, I just put it in my box like that?
Yep.
I don't need this. Do I?
No.
Okay, instruction deal. Man, my garbage is full.
Okay. I'll take care of that.
All right, no problem. And there we go. Blitz, here it is.
All right. And that whole thing gets sent. It's already got a label on it.
Beautiful. Can I ask how much that was?
$326. I saw it on our Amazon.
Mm-hmm.
Fucking bullshit.
But now we'll know.
It's so they have like a regular kit, and then it's like $80 more for a more in-depth.
I
whatever.
Want the in-depth. So yeah, that's what I did. Yeah.
Yep.
Today we were 209 people away from 45,000 on YouTube subscribers. Mm. It costs nothing. I know that out of the 100 plus or so that are on Facebook. Hard telling how many are you dirty YouTube.
415.
So get me. I like you guys to go over to YouTube today. That's really where a lot of the great out of the studio content originates.
Yep.
I then repurpose it on Facebook a few weeks later. But it originates on YouTube. And then on Facebook, follow us there as well. And now we got the Cash App and the PayPal and the Venmo. Everything is at the Bubba Army. Our OnlyFans is at Bubba Army too, but we've been put in a motherfucking major timeout.
Yeah, but they said today, I'm trying to see what it says, the email. We load it up.
Warm it up. Load it up, Chris.
It's more BS. I'm about to.
Dear Chris, who's about to load us up.
See, that's
we have a glitch in our system. I know a guy, Blitz, that works for this pretty big company.
We have pinged our compliance team once again. As soon as they review it, you'll receive an email update.
I know a guy that works for a major corporation, and their complete internal computer system is down. Like, this is a company that has, like, 600 employees, like, 20 locations.
Okay.
And he works, like, in the shipping and receiving department of one particular location.
Okay.
And him and the person that works with him are coming to work every day, but they do nothing.
They just sit there.
Huh?
Yeah.
Because the central computer system for corporate America got hacked for their corporate.
I was going to say it probably got hacked.
Got hacked.
Yep.
And they're trying. Is that like the Russian, you know, send us 55 rubles or your fucking kind of deal?
Probably is.
Yeah. And we can't do anything about that. Is it like, can our. Do
Not
we,
really.
I'm done for the day. I'm spent.
You got anything exciting going on today?
What am I thinking about today? I do have something. I got the dentist tomorrow.
Fun.
Oh, no.
I got the dentist tomorrow.
Just a cleaning, or are they doing something?
Cleaning and a checkup, but I do have an my lower left molar is super cold and hot sensitive, so that could be going bad. Hey, when you're 56 fucking years old, shit goes.
Yeah, you get a bad molar.
Shit wear us out. let me see. Yeah, Dr. McSherry at noon, which won't prohibit me. Like, I'll be able to stay on the air till like 11, you know, like 11:15 or so. 11. Only takes about 30 minutes to get there.
And what else you got going on? You said you had something today.
I'm trying to think. I do. I got something today, but I can't remember.
Oh.
Let me. What day did you ask your wife that you could stay an extra 30 minutes?
Well, if there's any way, it could be Friday.
Sure.
Okay.
Friday would be it. It would be great.
Great.
I need you to help me get the modified on the lift.
No problem.
Okay. We're good.
You going to work on it?
Beautiful.
Yeah. Have you seen how tore up it is?
Mm-hmm.
But I'll tell you one thing, man. Hootie put that motherfucking trailer together pretty damn good.
Look nice.
Thing looks nice. All right, everybody. Go follow us on Facebook, YouTube. Appreciate everyone, each and every
Appreciate
one of you.
Ya.
Blitz, what's on your agenda today?
Gonna hang out with my spouse.
Where you
Tuesday.
Guys, where are you guys going?
We're going to the gym, and then we are gonna go probably shower, and then we're gonna go to dinner.
Really?
Yes.
We're gonna find a new vegetarian vegan restaurant.
Oh, that
yes.
Big Mike from Southwest Florida Golf Carts is maybe bringing our e-bike here soon.
Awesome. We talked about that the other day. We went out for a walk, and we said, man, we can't wait to get those e-bikes.
Yeah, because we're being very fucking lazy.
Now, we're going to have to, like, share.
Of course.
What?
Well, we're going to have to. They're not your guys' e-bikes. Yeah, they're not my e-bike. They really are my e-bikes.
Right.
They're mine.
And thank you for even allowing us to use them.
But I have no problem with, like, Lummy, if you wanted to take them home for a weekend or something like that for you and Ash.
Oh, thank you.
Around the neighborhood. Blitz, if you want to, you know, you and Anna, if you're here and you guys want to go, or if you want them, just as long as you tell me.
Yeah.
You know, because I'm going to start riding a little bit more too. That
Great.
That course that Blitz showed me.
It was that's cool. I'm telling you.
I'm really like that's where I'm going first.
Yeah, it's cool.
And I'm thinking that, you know, if I got so fucking worn out, I can just e-bike it.
Yes.
And it has enough battery power to go all the way there and all the way back. But I'm gonna at least 50% pedal.
That's great.
So
that's a good way to start.
Yeah.
Perfect.
Yeah, so like, and here's the thing is, it's got a battery indicator on it.
Yeah.
So if you like leave from the studio and go somewhere, just however far you go, just watch it. When it gets to 50%, turn your ass around and come back.
Right.
There you go.
Or pedal more.
Well, yeah, that too.
But the more you stay off the gas and the more you pedal, the more your battery stays.
Absolutely.
Right, right.
Yeah, the less of, because it's got five levels of assist, the less of the assist you use, the longer you can go.
I think we need to have, like, because all of us are going to be boy-girl deals, so I think we need to denote one as the girl bike and one as the boy bike. That way,
they're the same size.
Well, you can kind of like,
oh,
you
can
and,
adjust this.
You and the
shirt.
Merch crick are similar in height. Ashley's a little bit taller. So what I'm saying is, and obviously, but don't you think, Blitz, like we can kind of rough them in for boys and girls?
Absolutely.
The new one, but
yeah, the girls wanted to take the seat off of it.
I will tell you this: whatever one is the fastest and the coolest is the boys.
Oh yeah,
yeah.
We're not going to let you bitches have.
Yeah, because you said the new one you're going to get might be a little different.
Yeah. So, Blitz, I'm going to have you look at them and analyze them and go through the dark web and figure out which one's better, which one's faster.
Right.
And
hack
then that's,
one of them.
That's the hack it.
Mm-hmm. Put a bigger battery on
Blitz, hack it.
Mm-hmm. Solar panel.
Mm-hmm. Put a solar panel on it.
Yep. It never runs out.
And so it never runs out. Mm-hmm. And you can leave your girl stranded on the Courtney Campbell.
What the fuck?
And tell her to suck or either start sucking or I'm not going to let you ride my handlebars. But Blitz, you do got to figure out which one's a little bit better.
Of course.
That's the boy's bike.
Yeah.
And the girls, you guys get, you know, the white, potentially this one. But this one in itself, Blitz, I bet you this thing's fucking got less than 200 miles on it.
200. When I took it out the other day, it had 12.
So it's got 34 on it.
Yeah, it had 12 miles when I took it out the other day.
You went 22.
Yeah.
So we're 35 deep,
bitch. Yeah. What other 200?
That thing's brand new.
Yeah.
Right?
It's never been really used at all.
Sumo has one, and him and all of his boys bought them, and they go just fucking terrorize Columbus with them.
Hell yeah.
Yeah. Yes, Dawn, I know the girls weigh less. They'll be faster.
Right. That's why you gotta give them a slower
one. Until
Blitz
puts a fucking override Willie on them.
That's right.
Right.
Blitz is going to figure out how fast ours work. I'm the heaviest. Well, I know, Lummi, you might
be
heavier than me.
No, Lummi's heavier than you.
Lummi, I was like 288 today.
Yeah, I'm fatter.
What are you right now?
Probably 302.
Okay, and Blitz is like 218.
Yeah, so, fat. Yeah.
225.
Yeah. Blitz, can you put on like this? Theirs can only go like 17 and ours will go
22. Limits our speed?
Yeah.
Yeah, we're gonna treat you like the way the big trucking companies treat Scout and Big Gulp. We're going to put a limit. An adaptive.
Yeah, adaptive cruise.
Yeah, we can't let you girls beat us, please.
Yeah, that ain't happening.
All right, man. I
it's
think
like what Commodus
Bubba, did. Bubba, did you check the Cash App? There's a guy in chat that.
Oh, okay. Oh,
he was asking.
Shit, Rob Phillips.
Yep.
Rob Phipps. $50 on my Cash App.
Hell yeah!
Thank you.
And
Rob.
Then I got a motherfucking Don.
Motherfucking Don.
Don, let me go here. Blitz, this Venmo cash deal is really working out good for me.
Hell yeah.
I think it's another Don Henstar, another 50.
Thank you, Henstar.
And we're loaded up. We are strippers.
Fuck yeah. Shake that ass,
bitch.
And let me see what you got. Now shake that ass, bitch, and let me see what you got.
Whew. Mm-hmm.
All right, we'll see you guys tomorrow. Bye-bye.